This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Baker administration is tamping down expectations about when businesses in the state will reopen and what the reopening will look like. That's even as data indicate the number of coronavirus infections is starting to ease. Senior reporter Steve Brown joins us now from the WBUR Statehouse Bureau. Steve, what did the governor say about the numbers and the timetable for reopening?
Well, he says the numbers about confirmed cases and of hospitalizations are starting to trend in the right direction. He said all along those numbers have to trend downward for a sustained period of time. He often says 2 weeks before the process of reopening can get underway. He says when that time comes, the state will reopen in phases and that the only sectors of the economy that can implement the appropriate health guidance will be opening in the first phase.
There won't be anyone firing a starting gun on May 18th and saying everybody's off to the races. But we do hope that certain types of businesses and workplaces will be able to begin resuming operations under the guidelines established through this process and based on the fact that we will have hit certain triggers with respect to the status of the virus here in Massachusetts.
Now, the advisory board assembled last week to put forth recommendations on reopening, met remotely over the weekend, and has been fielding input from various sectors. And the board will present those recommendations in 2 weeks.
So the governor today mentioned those recent numbers trending downward. He didn't specifically talk about today's numbers, which the Department of Public Health released after he spoke. Is the trend he mentioned holding?
Yeah, it appears to be holding. The rate of infection continues to fall. That's the number of new confirmed cases divided by the number of tests performed. Today's rate of infection is 10%. It was hitting in the mid-30s just 2 weeks ago. Also today, for the first time since April 13th, the number of new reported deaths is back down to double digits. DPH is reporting the deaths of 86 people today. 5% of all people currently with confirmed cases of COVID-19 are in the hospital. And for the first time in a while, the number of people in the ICU is below 1,000, 908 to be exact. So again, we are trending in the right direction.
And perhaps that's what's leading to calls by people. It's happening all over the country, including here in Massachusetts, to open the economy much faster. There was a sizable protest, I know, outside the Statehouse today. Who took part and what were they calling for?
Yeah, maybe 500 to 600 people held a protest in the Oval out in front of the Statehouse. A great deal of them were also carrying signs and banners supporting President Trump. They spilled out from the sidewalk, filling Beacon Street to the other side. So what little traffic that's out there couldn't get by. They were tightly packed, the protesters were, and very few of them were wearing face masks. The protesters, led by a conservative radio talk show host, were demanding that the state immediately lift the restrictions put on place in place on the businesses, as well as ban large groups, or the ban on large groups, I should say. The governor seems unswayed by their argument, saying he doesn't want to do anything that may spark a second wave of COVID-19 illnesses.
So we're hearing a lot about antibody testing recently as experts try to figure out how our bodies respond to the virus. What more do we know about the tests and what the tests tell us?
Yeah, Governor Baker addressed antibody tests several times last week, reminding people about what the tests do and don't say about who has the virus. Again, antibody tests don't tell you if you have COVID-19 at the moment, but they can tell if you have had it in the past and were able to build up an immune response or antibodies against COVID-19. Michael Minna, an assistant epidemiology professor at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health, says that makes these kind of tests especially useful for tracking how much the disease has spread.
Those studies are beginning now, but they're going to take some time, in particular because we have to wait to see people who get re-exposed and then be able to measure a sufficient number of people both at baseline and then as they become re-exposed to the virus.
For Minna, testing people who are exposed to the virus multiple times is especially important because we don't know yet how many antibodies we need to build up in order to be immune to COVID-19. He says that the outbreak is slowing in much of Europe, but we just don't know if that's due to people becoming immune. Instead, it could likely just be a sign that physical distancing is working. Either way, Minna says we can interpret the results of wide antibody testing long before we get a vaccine.
WBUR Senior Statehouse Reporter Steve Brown. Once again, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Lisa.